Yeah, I mean, that's they're certainly different from a personnel standpoint than, you know, some of the defenses that we went against in the past. But that's kind of the one constant in the NFL. There's going to be change in personnel year in and year out. And we're very different from an offensive standpoint. So, you know, it is what it is. New stadium, new deal. So it'll be different from any experience than we've had going out there.
I think the answer might be obvious to this question, but you mentioned change is the one thing that's you know, pretty much guaranteed in the league. Gabbert's on a different team. He was in that same draft as Julio, but I think 12 out of the 32 first-round picks from that year were either out of the league or on different teams. Why is it so difficult to maintain a constant and maintain a career in one place in the league? I mean, that was just 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I don't know the answer to it. I think there's a lot of reasons for it. It's tough. It's tough in this league to be consistent. But other than that, I don't know.
Matt, there was a report in San Francisco that said they waited this week to change quarterbacks because the Falcons have a weaker defense. I'm not sure if you heard the report, but is that something guys in the locker room would take personally?
I mean, this is the first time I've heard of that. I don't know. I mean, I don't put much stock in those kind of things. For us, if we're worrying about stuff like that, we're worrying about the wrong things. We've got to focus on preparation, making sure that, Wednesday, we've got the best Wednesday practice that we can possibly have. So that's more of my mindset. You probably have to ask some defensive guys. I don't know if guys make a big deal out of that.
When you guys are struggling in the red zone like you have, is it important to kind of stay the course or subtle changes? What's the best course of action in that regard?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to make sure we take care of the ball. I think when we have opportunities and we're driving the football and we've got it in that positive territory and we've got a chance to put points on the board, you have to put points on the board. And that's the biggest thing. I don't think there's a scheme change or anything like that. I mean, we've been very productive, and we're close, and we've done a lot of really good things. But it's about getting that mindset to finish the drive and to make the play and to execute at the highest possible level to get that done. And I think that's where everybody's focus is at.
Go ahead. Have you guys kind of put a finger on, any common theme between the turnovers?
No, I mean, it's just a play here, a play there. For whatever reason, we haven't been as good as we've needed to be. And I think the mindset, on a Wednesday and a Thursday and Friday, as we go through the practice week, we have to be on top of it. Every time we get a snap, every time we get an opportunity to go out there and practice at full speed, we've got to be on top of it and have the right mindset. And I think that's where our focus needs to be. And I don't know any other way to correct those things than to practice better and to make sure that we're better prepared, and that's what we've got to do.
Matt, the second half last week, things seemed to click a lot more than they had been in previous games. When you went back and looked at the film, did you see anything different that, all of a sudden it started to look like you guys were there form you had the first three games of the year?
Yeah, I think, I think it came down to, finishing drives. We've moved the ball really effectively, really the entire year. It's been when we finish these drives the way that we're capable of that we've played our best ball on offense. And that's, that's it. To me, that's it. And we got to continue to do the same things we've been doing. But when we get in that scoring zone and we get the opportunity to put up points, we've got to have that killer instinct and we've got to make sure that we get it done.
Terry Bradshaw said you need to go back to quarterback school. Is that a fair thing for him to say?
That's what happens when you don't, you don't perform at the highest level. There's criticism. We understand that. But, you can't let those things affect you. You have to go out there and you have to prepare and you have to play, the way that you know how to.
How do you try to approach your struggles? I mean, do you maybe like a pitcher who, only goes about four innings to start before and then has another one a few days later?
Well, I think part of being a professional is being able to move on, whether positive or negative, and put things behind you. Learn from them, of course, but be able to put it behind you and go out and compete the next time that you're able to. And that's part of this league. I mean, there's going to be weeks where it doesn't go your way, and you've got to go back to practice. You got to correct things, and you got to keep moving forward. And then there's going to be weeks where you play really well, and you need to do the same thing. And that's one thing I've learned to do kind of throughout my career. There's going to be ups and downs. You kind of have to keep your head down, keep working, and keep playing.
Can that be easier said than done?
Certainly, it's easier said than done. You know, but I really believe it's you know, it's never as far off as people think, and it's never as far off as maybe it looks. We've done a lot of really good things and made a lot of really good plays, and we're certainly capable of doing that. We just need to clean a few things up, and I think we'll be right back to where we want to be.
Is it a matter of the precision of the offense being a little off in some instances?
Absolutely.
We're very precise early on, and we're getting results out.
Absolutely. You know, it comes down to the smallest of details in this league, and the difference between, you know, operating at a really high level and not is not as much as you may think, you know, but it is. It's about being very precise in everything that we do, and that's got to be a focus, you know, for all of us.